clouds my vision. I shove the pixie down and catapult over the bed in a way that surprises even myself. I cock my fist back and clock my ex-boyfriend right in the kisser. His head snaps sideways, much to my enjoyment. Years of mixed martial arts training have built up enough strength that I know he feels it. He may not be writhing in pain, but he feels it. When his gaze meets mine, they're glowing amber. His wolf is close to the surface. Oh, put it away, Kevin. Get your shit and get the hell out of my apartment.
Demi, come on,
he says, as if him screwing someone else, a fae at that, isn't automatic grounds for dismissal. Get your shit. I grind the words out. My fists are clenched and I fight the urge to punch him again. I may have gotten away with it once, but his wolf will definitely make an appearance if I hit him again. The whole power dynamic between supernaturals and humans isn't fair. Regardless of how smart we are or how much technology we develop, they'll always be stronger. Stupid genetic mutation. Humans are so emotional, the pixie says. I glare at her over my shoulder. Of course, she's pulling on a magenta dress, and it looks amazing on her. Fae and Supes are different. Supes are superior humans, whereas Fae come from an entirely different world, hence the vibrant hair and pink skin. Why couldn't he have chosen someone uglier? Someone non-Fae? Kevin grunts in agreement. Motherfucking wolves. Picking up the book I've been reading from the nightstand, I smack him in the face with it. I'll show you emotional, you fucking animal. Before I get in another swing, he's partially shifted and pinning me to the floor. His chest heaves and his eyes glow brighter. My backbone flees and I drop my gaze, submitting to him before his wolf decides to bite my head off.
Unbelievable.
His scoff ruffles my hair. He shoves off the floor, standing in one swift movement. Get out. I close my eyes, waiting for them to leave. When the front door closes, I let out a groan of annoyance. I should have castrated him. Rolling to my side, I shove myself off the red throw rug and straighten my hair, because it's now a long, tangled mess. I go into the kitchen and grab my phone, wondering all the while if I'd go to jail for lighting my bed on fire. The mobile device sits alone on the island. The sack I'd come home with is gone. The bastard took the food. A tear rolls down my cheek. I really wanted that orange chicken. A trilling ring fills the line a few seconds before a familiar voice greets me. Lexi. My best friend sucks in a hissing breath when she hears my despondent voice. What did that shifter son of a bitch do? A gorgeous pixie. I stare at the wall as I speak, feeling detached from everything. Fuck him. Kevin and I dated for the past 2 years. I loved him. I trusted him. It's hard to come to terms with the complete and utter betrayal. How long has he been screwing her? A week? A month? Longer? I'm coming over. Take a shower and get dressed. No, Lex, I say, whining into the phone. Can't she let me wallow in my misery? Seriously, woman, don't make me slap you. I can hear you retreating into your shell. Get up, take a shower, put on something sexy. I sigh. Please tell me there will be tequila. Drinking may not wash the pain away permanently, but it'll be a nice band-aid for the night at least. Only the best for you, boo. I chuckle. Okay. After the hottest shower my hot water heater can give me, I wrap the towel around my hair. I stand naked in front of the closet, shifting through the clothes. Which club we go to depends on Lexi's mood. Most of my going out clothes are on the modest side of things. Compared to what Supes wear, my clothes are downright conservative. The front door clicks open as I continue searching for something Lexi will approve of. Lexi and sexy go hand in hand. Not because the words rhyme. Lexi has long, honey-colored hair. Her skin is bronzed